Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, and as mentioned earlier, I finally have access to, again, administrate freetalklive.com, which means access to all of these subdomains that need to be administered, obviously, as part of the Free Talk Live website.
But you're finally legally allowed to do what you are legally required to do.
Right. It's a very weird thing, and the very first thing I did was write a blog post at freetalklive.com. It was very short, very to the point, but there hadn't been anything posted there other than, you know, the show archives since March the 15th. So I can't imagine that there's too many people going to freetalklive.com who aren't also listening to the show. But, you know, having it there and writing a little synopsis of what's going on. One of the things I talked about, though, was that ForkFest is coming up, as is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And you can check those out at forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it still, despite the fact that, you know, Tuesday, what day is it? What couldn't possibly have been Tuesday?
Today's Monday.
A few days ago, Bonnie brought me over all of the stuff that I'm going to need in order to do Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and from ForkFest without Ian being there. Mm-hmm. And that was just such a sad moment for me.
True.
Because Ian co-founded ForkFest. He's been there every year. He's been at Porcupine Freedom Festival almost every year. And I've been there with him for like the last 3 years, I think, or the last two. I don't know. But it's so sad. But it is a celebration. It is still a good time. But expect it to be a little bit muted, honestly. But I think that's all the more reason for us all to come together in support and in harmony. Because of what's happening, because of the fact that Ian can't be there, now it's more important than ever that we come together as a community, and ForkFest is the time to do that. It's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Come check it out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a fun event either way. Well, I mean, there will certainly be a noticeable absence.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of the point of having a lasting legacy of liberty, is that you have something that lives on while you're not there to be a part of it. And
so bittersweet, though, man.
Well, and as far as this one, I mean, so the event directly before it has completely sold out. So the campground is full the week before.
Well, and the event has sold out. I don't know how many campsites are
all of them. All of them.
Really? All of the campsites sold out as well?
All of them. Yep.
Well, that'll be convenient. Well, come check it out if you can. I hope you already have tickets because evidently you can't get them. But I will be doing a presentation Saturday morning, hopefully at 11 a.m. It's currently listed at 10 a.m., but I'm discussing with the guy about that because that's pretty early in the morning for me, especially on a Saturday at a festival. Do you want me to be awake and presentable and lucid at 10 in the morning?
Good luck.
That's extremely unlikely, but I'll do my best. Yeah, but I'm doing a presentation there on the Crypto 6 and the long-term implications of this case and what the U.S. government it seems to really be trying to do. The Crypto 6 is just a small part of that. Really, it's about gaining control of cryptocurrency. And the Crypto 6, like I said, is just a part of that. So check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Sure, if you don't already have tickets or your site booked, then you're screwed. But as far as I know,
you're salty about that, there's still campsites for ForkFest available.
Well, we assume.
Last I checked.
I have no idea what's available for ForkFest or not. I know that I called Rogers a few weeks ago to confirm that everything was still good because Ian can't attend, and obviously everything's still good. But yes, ForkFest.party, June the 28th through July the 4th. You can find out more about ForkFest at ForkFest.party. This is the fifth year in a row that the festival has happened, so there is a bit of a legacy here. It's just unfortunate that, honestly, there's two people that are going to be missing from this festival in particular that are just noticeably, it's going to be a gap. That's Jazzy and Ian.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be a good time. And it's still important for us all to come together.
As big of a part of Liberty, especially here in New Hampshire, as Ian is, it's something that will live beyond him. If you take out one of our heads, we will grow two more. Like, that is how this works. Liberty is bigger than any one of us.
It's growing exponentially because people are waking up. And
I mean, that's all great. And one of the things I pointed out today is, like, you know, it's great that Free Talk Live now has a second studio that we can do the show from. It's great that ForkFest is going to continue. But let's not forget the very real human element here where the U.S. government destroyed friendships. I mean, all six of the Crypto Six were friends in some kind of capacity. And suddenly, no communication whatsoever. Like, Colleen Fordham, I've lived next door to their store for the last 3 years, I think, going on 3 years. No contact allowed whatsoever. Ian, I've been working alongside him, seen him multiple times a week since I came to New Hampshire. No contact whatsoever. That, to me, is the worst aspect of it. It's not the fact that, you know, it's good that ForkFest and Free Talk Live and all of these other things will go on, but, you know, my friendships just got destroyed.
Yeah. Well,
so did theirs.
These thugs are in the business of destroying genuine human connection. Now, they don't usually have this heavy of a hand about it, but yeah, it definitely adds a bitterness to the sweet.
But it's still going to be a good time, you know? It really will be. But it'll always be there, at least it'll always be there hanging in the back of my head that someone is not there who should be there, but who can't be there.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be a good time. But you know what won't be there, hopefully? Ransomware. And that's another thing that sucks about ForkFest. You know, every year I've used... Last year, I don't think I ever spent USD throughout the entire thing. And I think that was true of the year before. This year, the only thing I can spend is USD.
Oof. I hope people are accepting it then.
Everyone accepts USD. I've never had anyone say they wouldn't accept USD. I could, in theory, spend goldbacks, but shortly after I got out of jail, I ended up having to liquidate my goldbacks in order to, you know, deal with the financial reckoning that had just happened.
Yeah.
I enjoy going to bars and asking them, do you take Federal Reserve notes?
Well, and it's an important point to note that, like, the point that we're at right now is very much the multiple currency point. Like, that is how we get out of the oppression. That is how we get out of the Fed's manipulations, is right now, still take U.S. dollars. You have to survive. That's where we're at. But also take cryptocurrency. Also take gold backs.
Diversify.
Exactly.
So you never know which angle, you know, the oppressor is going to come at you, and might as well use whatever means you can.
Absolutely. But we do know what the ransomware people, what angles they're going to come at. That's one of the only real criticisms I have about cryptocurrency as a whole, is that it did really make ransomware possible. Prior to that, you know, you couldn't just wire $15,000 to some bank account and not be able to pull that back. But once you send that $15,000 in cryptocurrency, theoretically...
It definitely changed the risk profile on it. Because, I mean, you could still do ransoming. You just do it like it's on the movies, you know, where, okay, well, you need to bring a suitcase of non-sequential $100 bills to this location.
And as it turns out, you know, cryptocurrency made that a lot easier, and ransomware was born. But evidently, this pipeline that was just hit with ransomware a month or so ago, I don't remember how long ago it was, had actually recovered the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, the Justice Department said it seized approximately $2.3 million in bitcoins paid to individuals in a criminal hacking group known as DarkSide. The FBI said it has been investigating DarkSide, which is said to share its malware tools with other criminal hackers.
That seems like a bad move for a criminal hacking organization. Hey, we have these tools. You want to hack people? Sure, you can use our tools too.
Yeah.
So 2.3 million, is that what you said?
Yeah, 2.3.
That is a very high ransom. Like, all of the companies that, you know, I ever dealt with who got hit, they did want a whole Bitcoin, but that was like $500. It wasn't I've noticed that over the last several years, the ransoms being demanded have just become insane. $2.3 million?
Well, that's how much they recovered. It was $1.4 million.
Ellery recovered about half of it.
Yeah.
Oh, so the plot gets even thicker.
Maybe they knew this little bit was going to happen. I don't know.
How did this happen? We're going to get into it. 603-283-6160, though. You can call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, Talk Radio you control. 603-283-6160. 1-800-283-6160. That's the caller line. If you want to join the show, you can talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever you want. Or you can talk about what we've been discussing, which is primarily cryptocurrency, ransomware, Bitcoin, sort of the same things that we always discuss, that we prefer.
Oh, I thought we always discussed the masks.
That's what I was about to get into, is that, we've been accused of just talking about the mask. I mean, that's true to an extent, but that's because the mask, really, really bothered us for whatever reason. Me, as a trans person, I don't particularly care for being told what I can and can't wear, or what I must wear, or what I must not wear. But hey, let's not get into that particular kind of worms.
I seem to remember some kind of historical event where people were told to wear a thing. It'll come back to me.
Don't even make that analogy.
It'll come back to me.
But if you like the show, if you value the idea of being able to call a national radio show and express your opinions, talk about whatever you want, then you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value the ideas of liberty, getting the message of liberty out there, getting Free Talk Live into more ears, the AMP program is the best way to do that. I want to say thank you to Noble SHT, who is a nice amplifier. All we ask is $5 per month to join the AMP program. And you get a number of cool little benefits, like an AMP-only Facebook group. I think there's an AMP-only group in the Matrix server, which you can find at matrix.freetalklive.com, or chat.freetalklive.com, actually. So it does come with a number of cool little perks, but if you join, it should be because you want Free Talk Live to reach more people. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about this ransomware attack on the pipeline recently, where they evidently paid $4.4 million in cryptocurrency to the hackers, but have somehow managed to recover $2.3 million, more than half of it.
Yes, the ransom recovery, which is the first seizure undertaken by the recently created Department of Justice Digital Extortion Task Force, is a rare outcome for a company that has fallen victim to a deliberating cyber attack in the booming criminal business of ransomware.
Yeah, I'm immensely curious how this could possibly have happened.
Well, didn't they make a change to Bitcoin recently where, there are certain circumstances in which a transaction can get reversed?
Yes, but you wouldn't expect the ransomware company to have actually decrypted the files until the transaction had been confirmed at least once.
Mm.
That's replaced.
Oh, so after it gets confirmed once, they can't reverse it?
Yes, that's replaced by fee. It's where you can undo a transaction that you broadcast by sending a higher fee in the hopes that the higher fee will cause the miners out there, the people out there who are confirming these transactions, to prioritize yours and make that happen, in which case the other one, the previous one, gets pushed to the side and never happened. Especially, if you send all of your Bitcoin to a hacker with a very low transaction fee, then that's not going to be a very high priority to miners. So you send it with a low transaction fee, and they say, oh, okay, now they've decrypted my stuff, it still has no confirmation fees, so I'm going to send it to this other wallet that I control, and I'm going to use a very high transaction fee so that the miners prioritize that one. Then you send the Bitcoin to yourself, you liquidate that wallet so that the other transaction can't even happen. That's replaced by fee, and I'm not particularly a fan of it, because it allows for someone in theory to go into a store and buy a thing and then go outside and undo that payment, which isn't good. The idea of someone doing that for a bottle of soda or a cheeseburger or something, it's extremely unlikely.
Every time that I've used crypto to buy something, we wait until it gets confirmed.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not full confirmation, but at least the first one.
Do you not use AnyPay?
I do not.
Oh. Most of the cryptocurrency that I've used here in Keene was done using BitPay or AnyPay, and usually those just wait until the transaction has been broadcast.
Mm.
Because the risk is very, very low that someone is going to actually use replace by fee.
Is that because it's so fast?
Now, is that a...
Well, it's because it's not worth it to someone's reputation to undo a $1.27 transaction or whatever.
Sure, right. You can never go in that shop again.
And you're not using Bitcoin to make a $1.27 transaction in the first place. You'd be using Bitcoin Cash or Dash or something, which won't have that insanely high transaction and doesn't have replaced by fee.
Right. So that's why I like, well, on the list of reasons why I really like Bitcoin Cash is because you can't do that nonsense.
Well, Colonial Pipeline is, they've taken the early steps to notify the FBI and followed these instructions that helped investigators track the payment, to the cryptocurrency wallet, used by the hackers, believed to be based in Russia. They had to put that in there. But yeah, no, following the money remains one of the most basic yet powerful tools we have, Deputy Attorney General General Lisa Monaco said Monday during the DOJ announcement, which followed CNN's reporting about the recovery operation.
So they followed where this money went.
Yes.
Which is very easy to do, which is why Bitcoin isn't secure, because you can trace every transaction back to the Genesis block.
Well, of course they're saying it's Russia, but, I mean, that just sounds to me that they use the VPN out of Russia. That's all it sounds like to me.
Well, it could be that. I mean, it could be that they're Russian. They certainly didn't provide any reason to believe that they're Russian, but they also didn't really provide any reason to believe that it was just someone using a VPN. They just made the allegation,
right.
Which is useless.
But this is also CNN, so, you know.
Sure.
And then they're going to say that, Lisa goes on to say, ransom payments are the fuel that propels the digital extortion engine. And today's announcement demonstrates that the United States will be able to use all available tools to make these attacks more costly and less profitable for criminal enterprises. Well, it just seems like they're just going to, like, double what they want, and then hopefully they only take half, like you see in this article. They took $4.4 million, and they were able to take back $2.3.
I'm really curious.
We still haven't seen anything in this article saying, how on earth did you do that?
Yes, that's the part that I want to know.
That's a good point. Maybe they want to express that, but the CNN previous reported that U.S. officials were looking for any possible holes in the hackers' operational or personnel security in the effort to identify the actors responsible, specifically monitoring for any leads that might emerge. It just seems like they did a shot in the dark for this. I don't know how they actually came about.
Yeah, I gotta find it. I gotta tell you, I find this entire claim that this article is making incredibly suspicious.
Well, they're saying there's sources that figured this out. So they must have had some rat or something in the criminal enterprise. Yeah.
That said, here's where it happened. Oh, I wonder if that was like if they intentionally gave that information out to like give them less motivation to find us. It's like, okay, well, I'm a rat from this dark side organization, and I can tell you that half of it's over here.
I don't know, and it doesn't sound like this article is going to say, which is kind of frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But that's CNN for you.
Yep.
I can use CNN. I can use MSNBC. I didn't ask for CNN.
Oh, I thought it was CNN.
No, it's MSNBC. I need to ask
what's
for
the
CNN.
Difference?
Well, the difference is they're different websites, and I'm on a legal white.
Besides what you have.
603-283-6160. If you know how this was accomplished, give us a call and let us know.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the DarkSide group accused of perpetrating the attack. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the nation, was hit with the ransomware attack in May, shutting down the pipeline for several days and causing fuel shortages across the southeast. And an official with the World Health Organization says that the agency doesn't have the power to force China to be more transparent about the origins of COVID-19. Mike Ryan, head of the organization's emergencies program, told reporters on Monday that it cannot compel any member to cooperate with an investigation, but that they expect their members to contribute. His statement coming as there have been more calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan. This is USA Radio News. The Islamic Emirate has informed all Afghans who helped U.S. forces as contractors and interpreters over the last 20 years that they would not be harmed once the military involvement in the country ends in September. John Clemens reports.
There's an estimated 18,000 Afghans who helped the coalition forces over the past two decades who now fear retribution from the Taliban. In a statement, the Islamic terrorists said these people should show remorse for their last actions and not engage in such activities in the future that would amount to treason against Islam and against the country. Kenneth McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, has already stated these Afghans could be evacuated during the withdrawal.
If directed to do something like that, we could certainly do it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug, aducanumab, was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. There's still time to join the show to express your opinions on national radio. What other show allows you to do that? 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I should say with you in the Onduzia studio because we have to have two studios now, and this is because if you go to thecrypto6.com, you will learn all about it on March the 16th, the Free Talk Live studio and several other properties, including my house here, were raided by a joint task force, including the FBI, the U.S. Postal Service, the IRS, and a number of other places, all in the U.S. government's war on cryptocurrency, because its war on the invisible enemy wasn't enough to sate its bloodlust. Its war on terrorism wasn't enough to sate it. Its war on drugs wasn't enough to sate it. It must always be fighting and clamoring for control over every aspect of our lives, and cryptocurrency is poised to resist that. So obviously, it wants to have now a war on cryptocurrency, and it's a broad approach enveloping things like Library, blockchain as a whole, Coinbase, and Kraken, all of these others becoming the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. It's a war on cryptocurrency.
And it's certainly a massively multi-pronged attack.
And the Crypto Six are in the crosshairs. That's the word I'm looking for. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I don't know. So go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about it. It's been a hectic few months, and I don't expect the next few months to be any less hectic. But the video that's there, someone sent it to me privately. It's very well done. Definitely worth watching. It's like a minute and a half long. It gives you a brief overview of everything that's happened. There's some links there. TheCrypto6.com. Check it out. Because it's a big case, and it's going to affect cryptocurrency for decades to come. So if you value cryptocurrency, or, you know, the hosts of Free Talk Live who currently have their necks under the guillotine here, then contributing to thecrypto6.com is probably not a terrible way to go. Check it out, thecrypto6.com. We were talking about the pipeline and the surprising revelation that the U.S. government managed to recover $2.3 million of the cryptocurrency that was sent to the hacking firm that infected the pipeline with ransomware.
And the only thing that I can think of that would actually get this done is if they already had a mole in that organization, which right. is very much the sort of thing that the FBI likes to do.
Well, I would think that it's decompartmentalized to the hacker group itself. They're probably not all in the same room. You know, they're all right. spread across the world, and I'm sure they could just kind of put one in there, keep it nice and secret.
Well, I'm curious how big this group is, because I can't imagine it being more than like four or five people.
Mm.
It seems to me more likely that there was some sort of plea deal agreement where they tracked down one of the people and was like, hey, you give us half of this back, or we're going to have your police arrest you and extradite you.
Well,
but then, I don't know, why would the FBI go through that trouble when they could just have Interpol arrest the person?
Could I be indulged in a brief tinfoil hat moment, please?
Sure.
So here's a thought of a reason I would do this if I were the FBI. So as we've pointed out, like, cryptocurrency is an effective tactic of changing the scam that they have been running for the last 100-plus years when it comes to money. And it is a pivotal change from, like, if we completely move currency to cryptocurrency, war as we know it is over. They can't have these endless wars in the Middle East like they've had for some people's entire lifetime. So if I was the FBI, I would probably do a combination of, like, create my own little ransomers and get other people who are maybe on the fence about the possibility of doing ransomware, and, well, we'll just have our own little group over here. And sure, literally half of them are FBI agents, and we've gotten these other people who probably weren't going to do this without our encouragement, because that's what they do with terrorists.
Sure.
Well, That brings up that part of the article here, is that the Justice Department signaled last week that it plans to coordinate its anti-ransomware efforts with the same protocols as it does for terrorism. So who knows? Maybe if they got one of this hacker group, they could have used all the methods they needed, like waterboarding, torture, anything to get this information out of them.
Well, if
they were able to, you know, locate the individuals responsible, then they wouldn't have said believed to be based in Russia, because they would have known exactly where these people were actually based out of.
Sure.
I'm sure they wouldn't lie to us about such a thing. But seriously, if I was the FBI, like, this is a double win. I get to make people more suspicious of Russia, and I get to undermine people's faith in cryptocurrency being secure. Because then I get to look like, as the FBI, I get to look like, oh, see, I'm so good at this, even cryptocurrency can't stop me.
Well, that would be the case if they were like, hey, we hacked the private keys and managed to recover the Bitcoin or whatever, but they're not even doing that. They're not saying how they did it. They're not saying that cryptocurrency isn't secure. They're saying that this organization, DarkSide or whatever, isn't secure.
I don't know. They're heavily implying that they are more powerful than the security of Bitcoin.
It seems like...
But Bitcoin wasn't the one that was at fault here. It was most... unless they did indeed hack someone's private keys.
Mm. It just seems like that if there's one way for the government to make us, you know, demonize the cryptocurrency usage and that sort of thing, is to, you know, to investigate false flag. I mean, this is, you know... tinfoil hat theory, but, you know, I could see them trying to create attacks and for us to be scared about, because it's a trending thing. And of course they went after, they could easily go after, like, say, this liberal mindset hacker by saying, oh, they went after oil companies or And I guess meat distributors. There's another meat packing distributors, not just the gasoline. So it's like this is very liberal-leaning, mindset of these hackers, but they could just easily just like set these things up and say it was something else.
Well, and I mean, okay, they're announcing that they're using the same protocols that they use with terrorists. Okay, what does the federal government do about terrorists? Create them. That is the biggest thing that they do with terrorists, both foreign terrorists and domestic. So domestically, they will take someone who is probably not too bright and very, very angry, and they'll probably send a very pretty girl to get them enticed further and further, and they turn these people into terrorists, and then they hand them a fake bomb, and then they bust them with the fake bomb and say, see, what a good boy am I.
Well, see, or they get them a real bomb. Which they've also done in the past.
Right.
Wow.
But what they're not saying in this article, and I'm sure the Department of Justice hasn't said it yet, is who are these people that they... Who are these individuals? Are they going to put their names out there? Because if they actually done an injustice and done something immoral to Gasoline and Meatpackers...
Well, it sounds like they did.
But they didn't. I didn't see any in this article.
Hold on. I think there's an ambiguity here. Did bust them or they did some harm to those people?
I guess they're not really saying that they've even arrested them in this article.
Dude, that was a lot of they's and them's.
Oh, yeah.
It's very unclear.
The FBI is not even claiming to have arrested them.
Okay, so who was the ones who you don't think harmed another?
Well, the hackers supposedly did harm against the gasoline and meat packers, and the DOJ... It has not, like, actually released these hackers' names. So they're not, like, there's nothing out
there. They may not know
the
names.
Well, that might be true. But, how are they going after these individuals and getting that $2.3 million back? I mean...
Well, that's sort of the issue. We don't have any idea. The article
Yeah, they might know the names because they're on the payroll.
Oh.
That's, not entirely impossible.
I mean, if they're following the same protocols they do with terrorism, then they're creating them.
Yeah, and the FBI, I mean, they have a playbook, and among that playbook is, hey, if we want to, quote, attack a thing, then we generate more of that thing, just like them going after child pornography, as we talked about, where ultimately what they did was create and distribute a lot more child pornography. They have a history of doing whatever it is they're trying to prevent. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6166.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control, as always, live 7 nights a week. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Peakless Mountaineer.
And we're talking about the recent ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Evidently, they paid out $4.4 million in cryptocurrency, and $2.3 million of that was recovered. But it's unclear how exactly this occurred. They're not saying that, hey, we took over their private keys. We secured the Bitcoin. Did they have a mole within the organization?
Were they, in fact, half of the organization themselves?
It's not impossible. I mean, as we were talking about, we know the FBI has a long history of doing this sort of thing. They'll take someone who isn't a criminal, but who could be pushed into engaging in criminal behavior, and they push that person into engaging in criminal behavior until ultimately, and then they arrest that person and say, hey, look, we did this thing. We prevented it. Aren't we glorious? Aren't we great? When really they're just, it's a problem that they created and that they then solved so that they could pat themselves on the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the FBI seems to function. Or they just distribute a bunch of child porn, which, you know, is something that constantly needs to be talked about.
It does. It, never forget, the Federal Bureau of Investigation are child pornographers. Never forget that fact.
Not only are they child pornographers, but at least in 2019 or 2018, the most successful, the largest distributor of child pornography on planet Earth.
Well, see, they caught most of them.
Yes, and they shared it with the world in a greater capacity than anyone else had done so far.
Well, you're looking at it all wrong. See, they caught the most powerful child pornographers in the world.
Themselves.
You know, yes, yeah, exactly.
Then, yes, hired it's themselves.
Market capture.
I don't know that that's an improvement.
Gallows humor.
And, you know, we're likely to see this in regard to this ransomware thing. They certainly do it with terrorism, as we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And well, they're probably doing it with ransomware.
And this serves so many of their goals. So they get to keep freaking people out about the possibility of ransomware. They get to keep telling people, oh, see, ransomware, it's only possible because of Bitcoin, and it's getting more and more prolific, and it happens all the time. But don't you worry, because if you call the FBI, we are so good at what we do that we can at least get half your millions back for you, because the FBI is more powerful than cryptocurrency.
Just to let it hit home a little bit, it's like, you ever have a credit card or a bank card ever get hacked, and then all of a sudden you see an iPhone being charged to your account, and iPhones, because that's hard to trace if they're new and all that stuff, right? And how many times that's happened to you? I'm sure it's happened to you, someone out there that's listening, and you call the bank, right? You call the bank, and you have them cancel the purchases, and you get a new card. You know, there's at least
sure.
some securities behind it, but
right.
With the cryptocurrency, there's no tracing, or there's very, very, very hard to do. And I think the Department of Justice is, like, you know, trying to point out these vulnerabilities for everyone, so that way it scares us into using crypto. But it's been happening to your bank all along,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, your bank is significantly easier to attack. Like,
right.
orders of magnitude. Like, they have these tiny little networks that once you get in, like, you've got the access. And, I mean, how easy is it to find a person's credit card number? Like, if you send it out over the internet and manage to be that one person that they managed to grab in the process of it, well, now they've got your number.
Right.
The difference, though, is that banks can recover the funds that are stolen mm-hmm. from you. And even if they don't, the federal government insures up to $250,000 of those
right.
losses.
Mm-hmm. But whereas with cryptocurrency, I don't send my private key to anybody. But I don't send that out to anybody.
Like, I walked into my bank a few months ago, and it specifically says on their, like, on their advertisement that they're using blockchain technology. So I don't see any difference really in...
Oh, it's they use that for a buzzword.
Okay.
That's the thing. So blockchain technology, when you don't have a distributed network, is basically the same old thing.
Okay.
It's just a spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a spreadsheet if it's just on a single computer or a single little insular network. The whole thing that makes it revolutionary is that you can distribute a blockchain. And then it's not just this one little network or this single computer that's checking to see if that's right. It's the combined computing power of who knows how many computers out there.
Well, I think the banks should be catching on by now and trying to solve their little...
Oh, it can't help them.
They can't help them.
It can't help them.
Well, they're trying. I think...
Oh, they are.
I think U.S. Dollar Tethers, some government organization said that, hey, you can use these to settle your debts or whatever. I think Wells Fargo is one of them, willing to implement Bitcoin wallets for their customers.
Wow.
But, of course, then, in that case, you know, it will be Wells Fargo's cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. not yours, because
right.
they're not going to give you their private key. They're going to tell you, oh, it's too dangerous for you to have this, so we're going to keep it safe mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the only way that they can break into this as a market, is that they say, okay, well, we'll just hold on to your wallet for you, be it PayPal or Chase
Manhattan.
Right, you trust us with your money. You've always trusted us with your money. It's just a new kind of money. Trust us with your money again.
But if there was ever any institution that could not be trusted with money and had proven that definitively, that institution is...
The bank.
Well, or the government.
The government.
Either one. They're
six of one, half dozen of the other. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, banking is... You cannot draw a line. You can barely draw a line between politicians and Goldman Sachs. But specifically.
Wasn't the Federal Reserve federalized recently?
Yes, it is now owned, I believe, by the U.S. Treasury.
There is that, yeah.
So it's officially a part of the U.S. government. You know, we can no longer say it's about as Federal Express, because
yep.
it is now...
Yep, the snake is eating its own tail now.
Sounds like
great
it's
job,
harder
guys.
To audit it if it's owned by the government or it's, you know, fully controlled.
Well, they were never going to audit it
no,
in the first
no,
place.
No, right. But it seems harder now if it was already hard.
Well,
harder
well,
than ever going to happen?
Don't we have transparency in government? Aren't we supposed to be able to monitor what our public servants are doing? Isn't that why we have FOIA?
But they're not public servants. And I think people should remember this. They are government. Servants. Your public servants are your doctors, your nurses, your gas station employees. Those are your public servants. Your politicians are your rulers.
That's a fact.
They're the ones who are your kings and queens. and they demand your obedience. And if you don't obey, they will send out the knights to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it ultimately comes down to. We like to hide behind this idea that, you know, democracy is somehow different. Or, oh, no, we elected these people, so it's somehow different. But what about me? I did not elect these people.
But hey, if you're good enough at pretending to be a sociopath, you could join them. And then you could be right next to the spigot of infinite money.
But I would have to be a sociopath to want to be next to that infinite spigot of money.
Yeah, well, there is that.
I'm not a sociopath. I don't support what they do. And I think that the ethical approach here is to not support what they do.
Oh, absolutely. And
sure, government does some good things. I'm not going to say they don't.
Oh, they monopolize plenty of very useful services.
They do some good stuff. Not everything they do is bad.
I'm yet to hear. Go ahead. Elaborate.
Well, even if all the government has ever done was build a single orphanage, that's a good thing the government did.
Sure, but like you look at the orphanages that are state-run, and they abuse children. So it's not like it was beneficial in the long run.
I didn't say anything about the state good running.
Well.
I didn't say anything about the state good running the orphanage.
They do good things terribly.
To say that the government or the state has never done anything good, that's just nonsense. It certainly does some good stuff.
I mean, look at the good intention behind
the
theft and extortion is never going to be a solution.
That's why you put bait on the worm.
That's what I'm trying to get at, to finish the statement.
Sorry.
So, yes, government has done some good for the world. They built roads, they built schools, whatever. These things are, in general, good.
Yeah.
But that's never going to be outweighed by the 400 million deaths that they caused in the 20th century.
Right. That's a fact.
No amount of good is going to undo that.
No.
And however long government continues to exist, it's going to continue doing that. You know, Hitler did some good things, too. I'm not going to say he did.
Autobahns are awesome.
I was just going to say Autobahn.
Yeah, who built the roads, right?
But that's never going to undo the Holocaust.
No. Yeah.
Charles Manson probably did some good things at some point in his life.
Probably.
But he was still responsible for a lot of murders.
Yup.
It's not a zero-sum game, and I'm not reckless enough to say the government has never done anything good.
Yeah, and even if it worked that way, even if it was that, okay, well, you know, I killed 50 people, but I built a city.
Right.
Like, even if it actually worked that way, where you could somehow karmically balance your actions, they would never reach that point.
They always look for that little bit of clout that makes them look good.
And then there's always the reality that they could have built a city without killing those 50 people.
There is that.
So, I don't know, government sucks, but that's not news to anyone who's listening to a show called Free Talk Live.
But we do have effective ways of getting around it.
And one of those ways is cryptocurrency. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.